started the Avodah within 3 weeks. Sfur and Sforim, ways, they say that Vorim is Mevur and the Maharsho. Maharsho brings down that Chachme Alexandria had a vikuach, the Chachomim. The Gemara brings down and they ask what is the difference, if you could know the difference in between milk, if a white sheep or a black sheep, white goat, black goat. And the Chachmei Yisrael answered them. See, both the Chachmei Alexandre bought to the Chachomim two pitchers, more amperes of milk. One was milk from a white sheep, from a white cow, goat. And one was milk from a black sheep, a black goat. And he asked the Chachomim if they could recognize the difference from where this milk comes and from this milk comes. So the Chachomim came out and they bought two eggs. And they told the Chachmei Alexandre one egg is from a black chicken and one is from a white chicken. Lama zen you Chachmei Alexandre, if you could know what egg came from the black chicken and what egg came from the white chicken. This was the vikuah Chachmei Alexandre mit Chachomim. So Chachmei Alexandre bought down the milk. They bought the milk. And they asked Chachomim, no. We want to see if you're smart enough to know what milk is from the white sheep. And what milk is from the black one. And Chachomim asked Chachmei Alexandre, we want to see if you know the difference of the white, what egg came from the white chicken. And what egg came from the black chicken? And a lot of Sforim, there's a lot of Arichas. What? Chachma Alexander had a good riddle. Chachom chaved him up with another riddle, yeah? What was the Chochme? Chachma Alexander bought milk. Chachomim bought him back eggs. It's a lot of bread. And Avadah's Gemara has a lot of Teuchen. One of the pshatim that the Velt is Masbir is that Chachmei Alexandria were telling to the Chachomim, what is the difference? Yidden, Goy, everyone is the same today. One that keeps a little bit of mitzvahs, one doesn't keep a little bit of mitzvahs. All of us are human beings. You're right. The old days, you stand in El Sinai. We didn't stand in El Sinai. We don't see the big difference. Klal Yisrael, Choyter, there's no Beis Hamikdash. Chachmei Yisrael answered them, maybe you're right. You medame to the milk. There's no difference if the mother is black, the mother is white. The milk is the same milk. But in eggs, it's not the same. You're right that the eggs also are both white eggs. Aside from the white one, aside from the black chicken. But when the eggs hatch and it comes out, from the white one comes out a white chicken, from the black one comes out a black chicken. We have potential. Eventually, we will be back the white, and you'll be back the black. So don't look at us like the milk. The taka doesn't make a difference from where we came. The mice now is the same. The yitn inside, we have the ama nifcho. We have the milus. We have to work on it. Eventually, when we come out, we'll be the white chicken. You, and then you'll be the black chicken. The Maharsho explains, and the Yesed Advarim in the Maharsho goes on this Gemara. The Maharsho says that the Vikuach was the 21 days from Shivoso Betamuz till Tisha B'Av to the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. It's missing a day, so we add Yud B'Av, but this is the Cheshvan of the Maharsho. The Maharsho explains, I'd say this is the way the Mefoshim explain what the Maharsho means. To be masbir, that the 21 days that we have from Shivoso Betamuz till Tisha B'Av are connected to 21 days that we have from Rosh Hashanah biz Yom Kippur, biz Simchas Torah. Be'etzem, we're starting now, we started yesterday, Shabbos, Shittas, a whole ma'areches of special days, the Yom HaNeroim days. The Yom HaNeroim don't start in Elul, and don't start. The Yom HaNeroim really start in Shivos HaBetamuz. And Be'etzem, the 40 days in the Sforim, you know, Dvorim Amukim, I'm just saying, I think Stam, it's important, the Baruch will know that you say this, from Shavuos bis Shivos HaBetamuz is Be'etzem 40 days. So we have, we're missing 7 days in Sivan, 6, and we have the month that is almost 30 days. Then we have 17 days. This brings us to the 40 days. Cut the corners left, but Be'etzem, this is the 40 days that Be'etzem Firmat Ntere, this Shivas of Betamuz. And then we have the 40 days, Rosh Hashanah, Biz Yom HaKippurim. But to say that Dvorim, what I want really now to be mimed the Dvorim, is Shivas of Betamuz till Tisha B'Av is 21 days, that came after the 40 days. And then we have again the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah. Till Simchas Torah. And again, skimat 40 days after Shivos HaBetamuz, if we take off Choser, from Shivos HaBetamuz till Rosh Hashanah, again we have the group of 40 days. And the Maharsho explains like this. That B'Shivos HaBetamuz, what happened B'Shivos HaBetamuz, we said it was Nishtabu Aluchis. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai and he sees Klal Yisrael did the Egel. He drops the Luchas. More things happen. Sorafa Fastrimus Sateire, Umatzelam Beichol, Hufka Oir, Batel Atomid. But the main thing what happened, the first thing that happened in the history of Yidden is Shivoso Betamuz Nishtabu Aluchas. And the Sporno state, why Moshe Rabbeinu dropped the Luchas? He saw the eagle. So the Shaila said, why he didn't drop the Luchas when he came down Me'ashamayim? Hashem told him Me'ashamayim, Soru maher min haderech, osu lohem eagle maseicho. Drop it. Hashem said. And if Hashem said, so it happened. You know, some people say, no, he had to see it. You know, you see. It's a picosis. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem said Moshe, it was clear like seeing. Moshe was like spaklaria meiro. So he doesn't have to see the eagle, he sees it. When Hashem says eagle, he sees the eagle. That's the nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So why didn't drop the luchas? So the Sporno has the kasha. The Sporno says one extra word. Vayares ha'egel v'amicholis. He knew about the eagle, but Hashem didn't tell him that they're dancing. They're dancing to do bad? They're excited to do bad? No chance. Break it and start from the beginning. He thought they're doing the eagle. Nebach. They're happy? They're excited? It's not a kona. He dropped the luchas, he had to start everything from the beginning. This was Be'etzem Shivos or Betamuz. Was the beginning of people that were happy to do bad. Not only that they did bad, they were happy to do bad. They were happy to do bad. So while they were happy to do bad, Moshe dropped the luchas. So Shivos HaBetamuz started the tkufa that the chet of Klal Yisrael was that they were happy to do bad. They were dancing. Keneged that, Bogan Avraham brings down in these 3 weeks, you're not allowed to do rekudim u'mecholos. The gzeira nas was be sad. You were happy, you were dancing, you were wrong to dance, we got a punishment. Years later, Hufka Oir, and we cannot be happy in these days. 3 weeks pass, and the chet becomes worse. Not only are we happy to do bad, we sad to do good. והעם בויכה למשפחו יסוף. אתם תחיסם בחיר לחינום, תפקו בחיר לדוירס. They're sad, we don't want to keep Torah, we don't want to have Kedusha, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're sad to do good. It's a lower madrega. It's a madrega, a guy is happy to do bad. Yeah? He's happy, he has to leave early this month. Yeah? It's a bad man. It's not a corner for this guy, I have to break his luchas. Yeah? But when he learns, he's not sad. He's happy to do bad. He's happy to do bad. As a madrega, a guy is sad to do good. He hates of the derech already. It's a lower madrega. But can I get that sad to do good? We got a tisha b'av. Atem b'chisem b'chir lechinom, atem tifku b'chir lederech. These are the 21 days. It starts with the madrega, losing the milus of happy to be do. Fakir, we happy to do bad, excited to leave early, excited to say that it finishes, excited he has a levaya, excited he has a cousin, excited, you know, you can see it. Happy to do bad. And you have a lower madrega, not happy to do bad, sad to do good. 40 days pass, we'll explain the 40 days. And then we'd start to do tshuva. When we start to do tshuva in Rosh Hashanah, we said that we did bad. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Tchia, right? Yom Trua, Yevava. All the shittas, yeah, Yolid Bebasav Yoneach, Yonig Vesebochi, but Yom Trua. The Targum Yom Yevava. Ari HaKodesh says someone doesn't cry in Rosh Hashanah, the Neshama was not in Har Sinai, yeah? They say B'Sheir Yeshvi, Oir Libo El Apchi, Oir Yom El Apchi. The new Machzor, when they bring down, they say B'Sheir, every 2 minutes, Oir Libo El Apchi, Oir Yom El Apchi. This is Rosh Hashanah. It's Pasuk in Navi. Rosh Hashanah, we cry and we sad that we did bad. This is the Holy Me'asas Mitzvah. Vayizaku El Hashem. Till comes Sukkos. What a Sukkos! Zman Simchaseinu. We happy. Nogilo v'nismecha boch boch b'terosach boch b'mitzvah. We happy to do good. We excited that we're yidden. Till the Spitz of the Tikkun is, we take out the Teire and we dance with the Teire. Nogil v'nosis b'zayis haTeira. V'agoyin shoyim etzim asforim oyosemeach b'simchas oiz. For you mekarker u'mefazes b'chaloyz. This is the Spitz. Starting. Sad that we got the Torah. Dehainu. Happy to do bad. Happy to do bad. Rikudim for doing bad. For the opposite from Torah. Getting lower. Sad to be good. Tshuva, we start from the bottom. We sad that we were bad. And then we happy that we were good. This is the reason the Torah nishtabru aluches. The ikar simchas b'Torah. Simchas Torah. Kud Hashem yishorim sam chilev. This is the reason when Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. Nishtabru aluchas. When someone is happy for different things, there's no connection to the Torah. Years later, soraf afastimus es haTorah. The Torah runs away. The Spitz Tikkun is, we will take out the Sefer Torah and we will dance with the Sefer Torah. This is the Spitz Tikkun. The opposite. Ze le'um hazeh. Before Shem explained, you know, you do siyumim in 9 days, some people say it's wrong. But the answer is that be'etzem, the whole idea of 9 days Shivosa B'Tamuz was that we were happy to do bad and we were not happy to do good. We were missing the happy to do good and we were sad to do good. When someone makes a siyum and makes a simchas haTeira, it's not a stira to tishas hayomim. This is the biggest tikkun. It's minei bay. This is the reason there's no stira to make siyumim in 9 days, because this is the tikkun. Nogilo v'nismecha boch. This is be'etzem the ma'areches. So be'etzem from Tamuz of an Elul is the Avoida. In Sforim state, Tamuz Rosh Teves, Zman Tshuva Memashmesh Vebo. Of Elul Bo. Elul, I need a doidi, everyone knows. Yeah? So that's some Gematrius. Tamuz Zman Tshuva Memashmesh Vebo. Of Elul Bo. And Elul is Elul. This is Be'etz and the Avoida. And the Avoida starts. And the Avoida starts. Avada, steht in Sforim, that was Yemei de Pagre, But it's brought down that Be'etzem, the Chlishas HaTorah that happened in the world in the Benazmanim times, it's not Stam that it happened. This is the time Shenishtabu Aluchah is, this is the time Shesorah Fafastimus is HaTorah. You see in every door, even in our door, the people that are going to Gzeiras on the Torah, and I'm just doing it in the 3 weeks. Tuchloi Umen Ki Yisupah. Tuchloi Umen Ki Yisupah. The whole Gzeira that is aimed now on Oilam HaTorah and Eretz Yisrael. Mamash in Shiva also betamuz was the achlot to make the gzeira. It's a aloy davar. And our avoda be'etzem is to mischazik in these days and to fix it. This is the ikar avoda. It's avada. The Spitz Tshuva will be Be'ez Hashem Tishrei. The Spitz Tshuva, so the Marsha goes and explains how it explains with the milk and the eggs, but it's really much more machshavadik to explain how the 21 days work. They look the same, but everyone has a avoida, a black avoida, sumera, and there's a good avoida, asatoy. It's really more oimek, betoich oimek. The Avon of the Marsha. I want to start a little bit with the Avoida of the Na'if, the Shloisha Shavuos. So the Avoida was Be'etzem missing in the Simcha of Asiyas HaMitzvahs. If Simcha of Asiyas Toiv. Missing in the Simcha of Asiyas Toiv. Lacking in the Simcha of doing good. Missing in the Simcha of doing good. So I want to explain a little bit. Was in Geman, came over to me last week. He learned in Yeshiva 12 years ago. More, it's 34 now. 13 years ago. Came 2 days ago, he came. In Ravi by night. I remember him as Bachur and Yeshiva. I would call him Omos HaBeinoni. He was Omos HaBeinoni. You know these guys that you have to run after them to remind them that there's a morning Seder, and to remind them there's a second Seder, to remind them there's a night Seder, and to remind them. That boy that take out your neshama, yeah? Omos HaBeinoni, I would call him. Omos HaBeinoni. Then he got married to Lakewood. I would meet him once a year, once in 2 years, now you learn. Start to work, no, yeah, vada, how much? An hour a day. The hour is 10 minutes Mishnebura, 10 minutes Gemara, 10 minutes Ala Parsha, you know. You know that this kind of hour, yeah? Hakul. My kola terikula learns in that hour. Papa, is that Efshem more? You know, it's a mess, I'm doing that hour. And like this, I meet him every time, how are you doing? Became a manal of a chosh of a school somewhere in Lakewood, but no, he learns his hour a day. So I meet him Yom Revi 3 days ago. I met him the afternoon. I said, "Come over to be Spanish." I said, "Yeah, come after Mayu. We'll speak after Mayu." Comes over, asks him, "How you doing, Mo Hashem? How's he learning?" It's quiet. Then who knows? Actually, I feel like an hour. So I tell him, "How's the learning?" And I see this Yiddish smile, like Eilike smile on his face. So I want to tell you what happened. 10 months ago, maybe a year, between 10 months ago, yeah, after working so hard, you know, learning an hour a day, you know, I need a vacation, you know. Time for vacation. So I went with my Rebbetzin into a vacation. Went away for Shabbos. Meeting the Shabbos, my Rebbetzin tells me, she wants to tell me something, then she pulls out. Again, she comes over, she wants to tell me something. So the third time, I told her, "No, we married over 12 years. If you want to tell me something, tell me what." I don't bite, you know. Tell me what you want to tell me. She said, "I'll tell the truth. In seminary, they told me, you know, you're not allowed to be the Mashgiach of your husband." But the Maisa, I think that an hour a day is not called learning. Her father's a big Talmud Chacham. Well, Mamish learns hours and hours. Well, about some Mamish, a big Talmud Chacham. Even an hour, it's a nest that I learn. I wake up, I dive in the minion, not like the Balabat, I don't daven a minyan. I'm there the first one, I saw Rishonim, daven, I come home, help a little bit, go to work, finish 5 o'clock, my desk is full, I leave even things in the middle, come home a little bit, I go to learn for an hour. Daven, I'll manage to do the hour. He said, I'll tell you, an hour is garnished. It's garnished, it's not called learning. I'm telling you, it's nothing what you do. You know, I'm not a Mashgiach, but you asked me to say, I'm telling you what I think. He said, you know what, that's Hashem, I'll be better. If you tell him, be better, it's a goal. You know, the difference of a dream and a goal is if you have a deadline. Tell me when you're planning to be different. Now, you're planning to be different. You know, Monday, from Monday morning, I'll be a different person. Come back, finish the carrying on, enjoying the vacation. Sunday, you know, change the goliath, bichlal. Forgot about, you know, busy with the Sunday, forgot all about it, changed his mind 10 times, sugar is going to kill his life. Said, the mice, Sunday night, is telling him, you know, you have a couple more hours. So he decided, I'm all, he met in Lakewood, a yid. I'm not going in now to the shit if it's you're good, nish good. They have these chazor assistants. So he went over to meet this person that has his chazor assistants. The guy told him that he started when he was 49. Today is 64. He did already shas 8 times. So he then said, if that guy is 49, thought I'm 34, there's a chance. He started to learn. He learns today 8 hours a day. So he didn't change nothing from his schedule. He wakes up 4 o'clock, learns till 7. 3 hours. Then he goes to work. He decided that everything what he does till 5 o'clock, you know, the space, if you squeeze everything in, he could finish. He manages everything that he has on the table to do for that day. 2 o'clock is the latest. He has another 3 hours to learn straight. He's really holding in 6 hours. Then he comes home, he leaves. He learns 2 more hours. He tries to go to sleep 10:30 max. Then he can wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. Same work, the same balabata shayin, nothing changed. 8 hours a day. Told me Shabbos, so in the beginning, He had a when he was a bocher, he went to camp. He went to Russia for a camp. And he taught us a Russian kid to Aleph Beis. That Russian kid became a Talmid Chacham, Shas and Poiskim, a big Talmid Chacham. And every time that the guy told him, I'm embarrassed, you taught the Aleph Beis, you know, to Mr. Gornish, and I'm a Talmid Chacham. But for Pesach, this Russian guy comes over to him. He doesn't appear, he doesn't nothing. So let us say that the Russian guy comes over to him. So, you know, Russian guy goes to Vasikin, so they went to Vasikin together. He wakes up now, every Shabbos morning, Vasikin, comes home. I think he gets home 8 o'clock after Vasikin, everything. He learns till 11:30, sleeps a nap for half an hour before the Suda, finishes the Suda, learns from 1:30 till Mincha. He said he never dreamt that you could live without resting Shabbos afternoon. He said, nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. He's living exactly the same. Even one here, he didn't drop. He said he never had a tzad you could learn 6 hours Shabbos afternoon. An hour, he thought. A big master will learn 2 hours. He said, in the way here to Eretz Yisrael, you know, he was behind in his learning because he had to come to Eretz Yisrael. He came to me, it's fast. He didn't become meshuga. He's a normal person, yeah? So he decided he will hop on the plane, but he's missing. But he was mamish exhausted. So he decided, you know, he'll rest a little bit. In front of him were sitting two kids, Israeli kids. They were watching a movie. So he said to himself, you know, they could watch the movie. I'm tired. Can't be that the Gemara will be less Gishma. You know what? I will learn till they finish the movie. Problem was, they finished the movie, they went to the next movie. Because he said the whole way, he said he can't. He's not letting the Gemara to be less from a movie. He slept 25 minutes in the plane. He asked me if he could do Birkas HaTorah for 25 minutes. This was his suffering. That's the reason that Shaila came up. I thought to myself, I got so much chizuk. I left Beis Medrash and I went home to learn. Yeah, I thought to myself, I don't know what I thought. I'm going to come to the Shamayim, they will take out Hillel and they'll tell me, look what Hillel learned. It's a cabin. Look what Yosef HaTzadik, look what Rabbi Akiva did. Ah, bizarre. No. They'll take me to this balabas in America. And they'll tell me, I'm everyone here. I'm telling you, there's no one here less from him when he was a bacher. I'm telling you. I know all the guys that are sitting here. No one here is less from that bacher. Most of you are double his miles. And not the pshat. Okay, one day he decided to become a frum. He stayed the same normal person. The same thing, the same, looked exactly who was sitting in front of him, looking into the, at the movie. Yeah, not kosher people. I'm just saying, a normal person, down to earth, everything, regular. Tell me that he has a kid, 8 years old, 9 years old. You know, he wanted his kid to start to learn Mishnayos. I don't make it for Sassil, for the Bar Mitzvah. His kid asked him, Ta, what you will do in my Bar Mitzvah? He said, committing to finish Shas to your Bar Mitzvah. What all of you will answer when they'll take you to the Shemayim? I had to rest Shabbos afternoon. I'll tell you, this guy didn't rest Shabbos afternoon. But I couldn't go into bed this Shabbos. I knew in the Shemayim they'll tell me, but that guy was in Tzfas, so he's not going into bed for Shabbos afternoon. But I can. He also can. So normally I have an excuse, I'll be tired Sunday, but Sunday was a tinus, yeah? So I kind of say, I can't say I'll be tired Sunday, yeah? Anyway, you rest a bit in the tinus. So you catch up to sleep. So I couldn't let myself go to sleep. Oh, but this is a Mechayev. Person has to know. I'm telling you, it's a pachat, because in the Shemayim, they will take that guy, and they will tell us. They tell me, don't think it was easy. Hundreds of times I wanted to change my mind. And I said, no. No. So after 100 days that I did it, the Yitzhak gave me like a space. He says, from day 90 till 100, he says, it was mamish, I felt like a war. So sometimes I was so tired, I had to take a tape that says the Gemara, put it on the loudest, I will not fall asleep. But I said, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. And again, the same, not the pshat, he decided he's becoming a Talmid Chochem. He came to Israel as a trip. Normal. Just to learn 8 hours a day is enough time. It's enough time. All of his chiyuvim are the same. What we will answer? What we will answer? Sometimes we're happy. Baruch Hashem, we have a benazmanu. Baruch Hashem, we can have a vacation. We have to be happy. I'm saying again, sometimes the beginning looks hard. The passing over the gate, the pushing over. But I want to tell you, and I'm using his line, I'm saying this chizuk because I got chizuk from him. I'm saying what his Rebbetzin said to me. The difference of a dream or a goal is to give yourself a deadline. Don't say, yeah, very good shmuz. It will help. When? Now we're Monday, yeah? Can't say Monday, yeah? When lemaisa? Tonight. You plan to? Is there a reason not to learn 5 hours before you go to sleep tonight? You're very tired. Sleep a little bit tomorrow, you know? It's a problem to learn 5 hours tonight? It's no problem. We'll come up to Shemayim, they will show us the other guy. I thought we will not have what to answer. But I was scared they'll take out Rav Kivayger from the caver. They'll tell me if he could, why you couldn't. And I had already a lot of answers to answer. All of my answers fell apart. And I'm telling you, he's not different. He was not different and he didn't change. Could be one day he will change. Didn't change. He's not the normal person. He's not the normal person. Tell me, you think Shavuos, I didn't listen to the Shmuz, I did 8 hours 6 times. He said, now when I'm, everything what I heard, Pitam came back to me. It's so normal to learn so much hours. So regular, so gishmak, so good. I will not change it for nothing. No, this is the Avoida. This is our Avoida. This is our Avoida. Not saying a person has to the faster, merubah later faster. How about the start? Something is stopping you to learn tonight straight till 12 o'clock? Check out. It's closer to the end of the month, the pressure is less, right? So what's your problem? So you can learn 5 hours. From now till 12:15. You can have ma'ariv after 12:15, before chatzos yet. Do it. Show yourself you could. I was scared to mourn because people told me you're mourning too much. I changed my mind now. I'm telling you, I myself, I'm with such a fear to see him in Gan Eden. Last week I just can't walk in the street. I go into bed, I get out. I see his picture in front of me. A Beinoni, a minus Beinoni, I'm telling you. I couldn't get him to sit 3 hours in a seat. So he told me, I'm not telling it to you, as a guy, you know I'm normal. He says, but I know how much hours you spent. I want you to have now. And then he started to say, I started to cry. I know how much hours you're running after me to tell me to learn. Everything came back. All of the, and he started to say, I didn't remember. He said, it's inside. All of the shmuzim, everything. Pitom, I realized I could hold on to it. I could hold on to it. So if we take 3 weeks, I want to tell you, sometimes, they say from the Buskerov, he would send his kids to do messages. He said, I want to train them that when they were big doilim, that's what they say, oh, even they're busy, they could think and learn it. So he would train them to do a message, but they would also have to know a sugi in the same amount of time that they had to do the message. To learn that when you're Isaac in something, it's not a stira to be Isaac in Teir. A lot of times, the time to be koine the smiler is these times. The end of Zman and the Ben Azman. Why? The times when Elul comes, and everyone is learning Shtark, and you also learn Shtark, you don't koine this king yet. Well, right, all of us were in Eluls, all of us in Yom Kippur, and all of us in Ov, also, yeah? This is Teva Odom. And a person manages when the yomim, that things become looser and not so tense, and he manages to hold himself. First, it's much easier because there's no pressure. There's, I feel when the anti-bismetish is much easier to learn. Avad, it's a big yitzhah. When it's not cheney, you feel kol ha'ilam kulei nivu bishvili. But when, in that time, if a person takes himself 5 hours today, he helps himself. He's not skipped from nothing. He gets a kinyan. He gets a skill in it. Be'ez Hashem, we'll hop in the siyata b'shvayim.